And for our 3-month accountability rhythm call. And I. Good morning.
Hi, Vance. It's Susan.
Good morning, Susan. Forgot to bring the book that I just referred to because I found something. And I'm making an executive decision and no longer going to call this the Pathfinders Group. We're now seeing what Rick and Terry have done with the Pathfinders website. This is simply going to be called a Rhythm Accountability Group. If anybody has any objections, you can let me know. Speak now or forever hold your peace, because that's what we're all about is the 90-day rhythm of Nikan. And and I just need to know, and I will do my best to contact. Actually, I leave this week, so maybe not this week, but Molly Chang, Kathy Clark, Kathy Podrasky, Janice, Ken Scrippa, Harold Walkup, Susan Evans. I know that Dan and Jean Brock had just sent an email, they'd sent it a while ago, but I just responded to it, had expressed interest. So the group may be changing, maybe morphing. And at any time, let me throw this out to Kathy and Harold, and I don't think I heard any other voices from that were part of the last group. If you guys want to opt out at any given point, you've had enough of Vance and or his parents, you won't hurt my feelings, trust me. And like I've always said, even about my Saturday AM live call, when nobody's listening, then I'm not going to sit there by myself and do it. It's not a productive use of my time. So you can only take things so far. So at any given point, if you want to opt out, that's fine. So that being said, Susan, did I give you a chance last week to introduce yourself to the group?
Yes.
I think I did. Okay, good.
Yes.
Great. And I've got your goal, and I think you wrote it down very nicely, and I think I shared this with the group. You got very specific. Maybe we didn't. And for Harold and Kathy, as soon as you guys can email, maybe you already did, I just haven't found it. Because I'm trying to do.
I emailed you early this morning, Ben.
Okay, then it's there. But Susan, I like the way you read it, and I think you've changed this since I shared it last. On or before July 29th, I will generate 50,000 in volume and receive from Nikan 2 tickets, 2 nights hotel, have preferred seating at the convention, attend the President's Club. I just have to modify this because it's attend the President's Club reception. Yeah, but you got it here. I will be gold and have the foundation of a strong business building membership in the President's Club. That's excellent. Very, very nicely worded. And Susan, remind me again who your direct upline is and who it goes up to.
My direct upline is a woman named Anne Marie Brooks. She's a platinum, not active at all in the business. And
okay.
Then her upline is Sharon Weinstein.
Aha, okay. Okay, that's right. That's right, okay. And you're in Seattle as
Seattle.
Well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And you're inactive platinum. Sorry, I shouldn't say that, but you just said it so I can repeat it.
Yes.
She's located where?
Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Yeah, I have no upline out here at all.
So go Chicago, D.C. to Seattle. All right.
Yes. And I'm one of those people that I still am surprised when I think about it. My sponsor at that time, who has since dropped out, was a friend from college and knew something that would help my back, and I just trusted her without seeing or knowing anything. So I'm one of those people that I think I've been a slow builder, but I'm a person that everybody would like to find that says, sure, I'll give it a whirl.
Sure. Right. Okay. Great.
Good morning,
right.
Vance. This is Steve.
Good morning, Steve. That's the other name I forgot. So sorry, Steve. Steve Crowfoot.
That's okay. And I forgot to send in the accountability form, so we're even.
See there? So it's not my fault.
Yeah.
I will quickly pass the buck. Okay, I need to do something really quick here so I don't forget. Steve, and give me your wife's name again, Steve.
Carol.
Carol Crowfoot. Okay. Okay, sorry, excuse me. Okay, I wanted to go back to, okay, we've got Steve, we've got Susan, Harold, and Kathy Clark. Anybody else on the call?
Molly Chong.
Molly, good morning, Molly.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey.
I didn't send you anything yet. I meant to call you, but I haven't.
Okay. And if you guys can, the way that Susan did hers, and I'm not going to keep you, you know, because you guys are going to get jealous if I keep referring to her as the poster child of the perfect specimen here, and it's definitely not. But the way she did this is exactly what I think we should focus on, and William Todd hit on this last week, that we need to have two things written down. Now, I'm sorry, not William Todd, but Rick Murphy on a Sunday night call. As you guys listen to that, and again, if you don't catch those live, because I never do catch them live, listen to the recording, go to Focus, or just go to Pathfinder's website, and they're right there. You just click it and stream, boom. And you can multitask. Don't sit there and stare at the blank computer listening to this, you know, all these voices talk. But it was mostly Rick, and that'll be the last time you hear mostly Rick. From here on out, you're going to hear lots of other people. But the whole focus was on establishing goals in two different categories. And the first one was, okay, what are your 90-day goals? What do you want to see happen in the next 90 days? And then secondly, what do you want to see happen as far as the convention contest goals? Because they kind of are a different thing, but at the same time, they should build from there. And I sat there and thought about this yesterday on the ski lift when I was riding up, which wasn't much, especially with three chatty little girls. But bottom line is, you know, for Vance and Stacy, number one, we should obviously, as one setting an example, definitely, you know, generate $5,000 in personal group volume over the next 2 months. But even more specific, I want to develop another first-level executive, maybe possibly even two. I just have to look at you know, our time schedule and things, because it does take time to be able to invest in people. And then on the other scale, other side of things, earn the recruiting award again. And if you guys have not taken advantage of it, Nikan's got all these great bracelets to give away for free. And all you have to do you guys know what the recruiting award is? What it takes to pull that off? Anyone?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead, Molly. Tell us what that takes to get the recruiting award.
Oh, I thought you were going to pull it
out. I was going to. See, it's tragedy because up in when I was out in when McKenna and I traveled out to Fort Wayne, Indiana for the last rhythm, and it was in the middle of February. I sat there and watched these people getting this award, and I thought, man, this is foolishness. Why am I not getting this? I should be setting the example. Regardless of your rank and tenure with Nikan, the recruiting award is different than the, the retailing award. The retailing award and the recruiting award. Recruiting award is a little bit trickier to do. I mean, you got to really be moving and shaking. But the retailing award is register 3 preferred customers in the quarter, in that 3-month cycle, which is basically 1 a month. So just kind of think, okay, did I get one this month? Nope, okay, I got to get on the ball. And then generate $500 personal group volume, okay? Personal volume, not personal group volume. So $500 associated with your ID number, whether that's sold retail or you bought it all on your own autoship, it doesn't matter. So that's it. So, in the, you know, it's $500 a month and a total of 3 preferred customers, and they can all come in the same month. It doesn't matter. But once you pull that off, then you're given the retailing award, and you get a great bracelet from Nikan, and the certificate and the whole 9 yards, and you get recognized. So think about the fact of when you're at that quarterly event, how much more it's going to do to motivate your group when they see that, oh, wow, my leader is working. It's like Sherry Dorsey said of Terry Latham. You know, when I asked him, how do I do this? What do I need to do? And he simply said, watch my back. And you've heard me refer to that quote again and again, but it's the truth. And so we need to, and I will tell you the same thing. We just did it. Stacy and I just did it. So next weekend when I'm in Cleveland, we'll be awarded that recognized and given that award. And there's no reason why every serious, active wellness consultant, as you're building this, why it's not possible. I mean, why you should not be doing it. So on that note, let me pick on... Kathy, you said you emailed your, let me find them here so I can read them. Where are you at? You emailed them this morning, you said, right?
Yep.
Quarterly goals right there, TLC, KAC. Okay. Oh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. And this is something I picked up from William Todd in wherever was I at, Minneapolis. After talking with my downline, I revised my quarterly goals. Why did you do that, Kathy?
Well, they have goals as well. I have one that is working for Silver.
And you get to tap into their goals, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And you wrote, I established my 90-day period to end July 31st and start on May 1st. Five pillars. I love the way you've broken this down, and I will make sure everybody, you guys may want to jot this down, because Kathy, sorry Susan, you're no longer the poster child. Kathy broke these down into 5 points. The first one is five pillars. Second one is rank advancement. Third one is quarterly incentive goals, sorry. Fourth, Nikan University. And the last one is other. So five pillars, rank advancement, quarterly incentive goals, Nikan University, and other. Under five pillars, she's written, I will have each of the five pillars at eight or above. What do you mean by eight or above?
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being perfect.
Okay.
There's very few perfect people in the world. I want everything at 8 or
okay.
above.
Okay. How do you, on healthy society pillar, what's an 8 or above? What does that mean? What does that look like?
An 8 or above would be is contributing more to society, being able to join one board for a nonprofit.
Okay.
Up my donations to charitable causes.
Okay. Okay. So it's simply doing more. It's being more involved.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Quick story, and I'm not going to dwell on this because it's more of a Vance Rogers focus than anything else, but in that category on Monday morning, Stacy wasn't feeling totally up to snuff and kind of had a little runny nose, so she didn't go with me up to the school to volunteer. And usually we end up just spending time with kids one-on-one, reading or helping them do spelling or their math or whatever in either McKenna or Emily's classroom. And I'm sitting there reading with a little girl named Megan, and my firefighter page goes off. And I'm like, well, this is not good. Now, what do I decide? You know, both these fall into the healthy society serving in the community, and which one's more priority? Do I just ignore it and continue reading? And I said, Megan, can you hang on 1 second? So I read what comes across on the screen, and it says residential fire. And I thought, ooh, well, I know I've got a bunch of other stuff, and I got lunch with Stacy, and then we're supposed to do this, we're supposed to do that. But usually residential fires are a pretty involved, you know, time commitment. Well, I said, Megan, you'll have to excuse me, but I think I need to go answer this page and go fulfill my duties. So I go, and well, before I even get to the school parking lot, the page comes through again, and this time it says, two people trapped on roof. Well, if the adrenaline wasn't kicking before, it was pouring. I mean, the floodgates had opened at that point. And so the long and short of it, the people got off the roof with the help of a neighbor before the firefighters even got on the scene, but the house is no longer the way it used to be. It's being involved in that healthy society pillar, not all of us are going to, you know, rise to the occasion to volunteer as a volunteer firefighter. However, it being said, Kathy, just as you said, you want to take it up a notch. Well, that, for me, that was taking it up a notch and getting involved in that capacity. For rank advancement, you said, I will advance to silver. I will advance to silver with one silver leg toward gold. Okay. Quarterly incentive goals.
If I have more, that will be fine.
Yeah. Quarterly incentive goals, I will achieve all three, retailing, recruiting, and rank advancement. Excellent. Okay. And Nikan University, I will attend HBM in July in Seattle. And then the other, he wrote, I will earn the Paragon Award. And as far as the convention contest, I guess this would be your sixth thing, I will accumulate 50,000 PGV within the contest period and will win 2 convention tickets plus 2 nights lodging, premier seating at the general session, and an invitation to the President's Club reception And to make that happen, you wrote, I will contact 5 people per day and hold an in-home presentation each week. These goals are posted on my fridge in a bold and colorful poster. Now, why'd you do that, Kathy? Why'd you put them on your fridge?
I wanted to keep them in front of me. I have a brand new kitchen. I'm in the kitchen a lot, and every time, and the fridge is at one end of the kitchen. Every time you walk into that kitchen, you see that poster.
Okay.
And everybody else sees it, too. Even people in my in-home presentations, because they're in the kitchen as well.
Okay. And the kitchen door is the door that's open the most in every household. So.
Yeah.
It's the source of our nourishment. We got to go there. Okay, excellent. Absolutely excellent. Okay, wonderful. All right, anybody else want to take a stab at this? Steve, Molly, Harold?
I am reviewing Dennis Estes had been saying on the understanding the Nikan enhancement.
Okay.
I think from his going over 3 times on this WebEx, it's very clear that we would have people sign up with the packs and also aiming at the wellness home, also encouragement. So I am thinking that how many builders pack or professional packs I would send people up. Right now I have 2 people who are ready to purchase product. So it comes so handy when it is such a simple way of telling them this is what you need for your business.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want for yourself can be added on beyond this pack. So I'm thinking on that aspect of a sale.
Okay. Okay.
So that's my focus.
Okay. And Molly, when you get a chance, please jot it down and put in email form like what Kathy has done. And here, I'll just make it easy on you guys. Let me do this, and I'm gonna type up an email, and so you can see the 2 different forms the way that. Kathy did this. I have them all in one place, but give me your email addresses one at a time, and they should pop up here. Let's see, Harold, walk up. I've got MOLLOLLE. Molly, do you use primarily the Hotmail or the Yahoo one?
Hotmail.
Okay. And then, let's see, who else I got? Steve Crowfoot. Steve, what's your email address? It's not popping up here.
Steve@allswell.org.
Steve. Aha, there it is. I just typed in the wrong thing. Okay, and so, let's see. And Susan, what is yours?
LibraryLady@yahoo.com.
Say that again.
Library, LibereryLady. LADY.
I kept reading it. It looked like Liberty Lady. And
like, it's what little kids call their school librarians.
Library. Yeah, our 6-year-old still pronounces things like that, too. And we're like, what was that, library or library?
Right.
We sometimes think she's got a New Jersey accent trapped in that Chinese little body. Okay, who else am I missing here? Kathy, obviously don't need to send it to you because you already got it because you created it. Okay, I'll fill in some others. So you guys have it. And the way, again, the way Kathy broke this down, is very easy to understand, and you can see it in print. And putting it on a bold, colorful poster on the fridge is a great way to get it in front of you. And the nice thing is that the how-tos aren't here. Okay, what needs to be done daily, weekly, and monthly aren't there. But that just comes second nature. Let me read something to you. I read a book, and if you guys want a book that will blow your paradigm or really mess with your theology, if you are a professing Christian and have been a while or sure, or even if you're not, I highly recommend this book. It's called The Shack, as in the wood shack, by William P. Young. And it's a fictional yet not so fictional story about a gentleman by the name of Mackenzie or Mac. It all takes place in the Northwest, so of course I'm biased. But I went through, again, last night after we were done skiing and read back through the highlighted things that I'd highlighted. And again, this is a novel, so you wouldn't think you'd get much out, but I highlighted a lot. But here's something that I read yesterday. I was sitting poolside, and I had to read it over a couple times, and I'll put it in print and put it in email. But it simply says this: paradigms power perception, and perceptions power emotions. Most emotions are responses to our perception. Again, paradigms power perception, and perceptions power emotions. And I kept reading that going, you know, the paradigm that we have of not only ourselves, but of our Nikan future, that'll power our perception and our ability to see that. And so if our paradigm isn't true, you know, it's like a paradigm of network marketing. If we look at it as, oh, that's just a pyramid scheme, well, that, and even if we have a little bit of that inside of us, that's going to affect our future. And whatever our perceptions are of those paradigms, well, then our perceptions are going to power the emotional response that we have. And when we're sharing it with people and the way we think about our own future with Nikan as a wellness consultant. So it's incredibly, incredibly imperative that we make sure that, you know, these things are in the right place. So Molly took a stab in the dark at it. Harold, and I don't know if you had emailed or not because I'm still playing catch-up here. What do you have in those... And how have it broken down? Fire away.
Well, I'm multitasking, so I'm having breakfast, so sorry about that.
Which I will be doing in a few minutes myself, so no apologies needed.
Well, you know, as you should know, we've really stepped it up several notches in the last couple of months. And to be honest, I've been too busy to sit down and set some times and goal levels myself.
I've used that excuse for years.
Now, wait a minute. It's not an excuse. Would you like me to go over my calendar here?
No, I don't know, because I get tired just thinking about your schedule, because I know it's pretty intense.
Well, it is. Thursday, I guess, I spent all morning long doing a presentation with my artwork with a group of about 30 people. And
which,
actually,
by the way, Harold, when you get everybody's email, I think they would enjoy perusing through your online thing like that you sent me, because Harold is quite an accomplished artist and very, very impressive artwork. And I know you guys would see it and go, wow, Harold, man, not just a good sounding voice on the other end of the phone line there. Sorry, go ahead, Harold.
No, that's all right. Go right ahead. Well, I do have fun with that, and I meet a lot of people that way. And they, you know, quite like my artwork, and we meet about art, and they ask me what else I do, and it segues into my business really well. But this week we've been working with one of my Silver Down lines, so we've done ABCs with them in coffee shops.
Mm-hmm.
Got a call from a lady on Tuesday who used to be a senior in my organization, dropped out years ago. And she had a guy from Australia there at the coffee shop and said he was diabetic and had a problem with his feet, and would I bring him a pair of shoe inserts right then? And so I hopped in the car and said, well, we're going to sign both them up again, or her up again and him under her, because now he wants to do this as a business. So I met with her again yesterday. So it's just been a crazy week, but I love that. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Right.
So I will send you my goals today. And I wrote down some notes, and I do have some notes about what we'd like to do. We want to go to the convention. We want to have one more silver in our organization. We'd like to have three more executives. So, you know, we have a lot of goals, and I've got notes written down about them all over my house. And a lot of them I do post up and on sticky notes and things, so I see them all the time and on my computer and stuff. So we're really excited about what's going on in our business right now, although the volume doesn't show that yet, but I've got a lot of people in the pipeline.
Okay.
And that's really what my 90-day goal was, to get a lot of people in pipeline, sign up 10 new people. So we're in the process of signing up probably 5 in the next 60 days.
Mm-hmm. And something that I want to throw in here, and this is why it's so imperative and why I made such a big deal of it, when Kathy put, after reviewing with my downline, when you got people like what Harold is doing, and this is exactly so exciting, this is what William Todd pointed out to me when we were in Minneapolis. Well, he pointed out to the group, but I really ran with it. We can set our goals, and then once we meet with our people that Harold's got in the pipeline and say, hey, where could you, if you, they're thinking that I'm thinking that you're kind of warming up to this idea of Nikan as it being a wellness consultant going something, where do you think you'd see yourself in 90 days? And kind of map out some things. Show them the compensation plan. In one of the recent magazines, I think it was 3 issues ago, the one that's got the air unit on the cover, was that 2 issues ago? Excellent breakdown of the compensation plan. Say, hey, this is one of our recent publications that the company put out. Where would you see yourself on this bracket here? This is a direct. This is someone just getting started. This is a senior, and this is an executive, and this is what the earning potential is. And where do you think? And if you break it down, again, in the earning scale, too, that's what makes it fun. And Nikan's got it all broken down in that issue of the magazine. You know, $100 extra a month, you know, I could get your auto ship products for free, you know, thereabouts, or substantially supplemented, or maybe $1,000 a month. Where do you see? And once you do that with these people, they're starting to, again, warm up to the idea of jumping on board, and some warm up faster than others. You have to go through and rewrite and revise your goals, because all of a sudden you realize, man, I either overshot or I way undershot what my goals should be, based on what my group, because as Sarah Niles just pointed out, that, you know, her ex-husband Wayne, being in the insurance industry, understood residual income, but reproductive residual income is something that we get to tap into. And when our people set goals and they're part of our personal group, then all of a sudden that changes things. And if we set a benchmark of, hey, you know, by July or by August 15th, I want that check to be $2,500. And if we sit down with a few people in our group and they are saying things like, well, by August 15th, I want a check of $800 to $1,200, well, then we need to revise our goal, because that's going to go higher, much, much higher. And so as Harold, it's going to be as a Pat Elkins, who heads up the President's Club, it's what she calls a moving target. So that goal, those are going to shift and change. And by the time the end of July hits around, the list may be, you know, scribbled and modified, and Kathy's bold and colorful poster on the fridge may have scribbles all over the place because it's gotten changed, and that's a good problem to have, and it needs to be that way. So make sure that you guys really communicate with your team, and you're going to find that when you share a little bit of yourself and say, hey, this is, you know, Nikan's got this thing called the recruiting award, and this is what it entails. I want to count you, if you're serious about this, I want to count you as part of that. Well, what is that? Well, first of all, what I get for it, what I win, people are all into winning things. I mean, this is not playing the lottery here, a zillion chances to one here. This is, you do this and you're awarded this. It's the simple algebraic equation, the if-then statement. And so when people see that, they'll say, well, oh, I'm contributing to your success? Well, yeah, count me in. That's usually what people do. And it's not because they want to see you inflated or to see you recognized. They want to be a part of that because they can pat themselves on the back. And it's incredibly imperative to communicate that to them.
Vance, could I say one other thing, please?
Yes, absolutely.
I meet a lot of people, and one of the first questions they ask me, it seems like, is that, well, how do you find people? Where do you find people? So two things I've done in the past, and one quite a while ago, and one just this week. Quite a few years ago, I joined Toastmasters, and one of the things in Toastmasters is they get you to stand up and tell what you do. Well, you know, that's perfect. You stand up and tell about NECANN and what you're doing with your business. From that one speech, I got a senior, and I did over $2,000 in sales in this organization over about 2 months, probably. They didn't really do anything, but, I mean, heck, I found a lot of people and got information.
Mm-hmm.
And then this last week, because of my experience with antiques and a lot of different things, I volunteered for a library funding group, and they have a second edition of what they call a secondhand sales that are donated to them. It can be clothing and jewelry and purses and whatever. And so I agreed to do that. Well, they decided that if I would donate my time 12 hours a week, they would actually pay me for that. Okay? So that's 12 hours a week. That's not a lot of time. That's 3 days or 4 hours.
Sure.
They'll pay me for that. But they will make me an assistant manager on those days that I'm there, and I have 80 volunteers under me.
Wow.
Now, if you don't think that I'm going to have times that people are going to ask me what that thing is in my back and why I wear a necklace, I mean, it's perfect. So you have to do some things like that to put yourself out there in order to meet people.
Right.
And, I always try to do that, to find some way to meet people who will ask you questions about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That gives you permission to tell them.
Exactly. Exactly. Excellent.
So that starts this afternoon at 12 o'clock.
Okay, great.
So we'll have 3 new seniors by Monday morning.
This is exciting stuff, isn't it?
It is fun. I'm having a great time with it.
And you're supposed to be retired, right, Harold?
Oh, yes, but I've got a new guitar. I'm learning guitar, and I also need to ask you if you're going to get me the computer and video information or stuff to take down to Salem.
Oh, absolutely. I just got to remember where it's at.
Okay. Well, let me know.
Yeah, let me make a note of that projector to Harold. Okay, before we run out of time, Steve Crowfoot, step up to the plate here and swing. Give us a few of your goals and convention contest goals for the next 90 days.
Well, as far as the goals for the next 90 days, we do definitely want to get off the fence of executive and get to gold. And with what we've got started in place, I think that's a very realistic. And as far as the contest goals, if we're going to go gold, that should qualify us for the $50,000. So we get the whole enchilada. As long as we're shooting for something, we better shoot for the star, not the stars, but the sun. And so get it done. As far as you know, I've never really been one to go after contests, and if they've still got that cookware out there, I want a set of cookware.
And that's what you get for the recruiting award, isn't it?
Yes. As far as I know, I was actually looking on the website. I don't see anything about those particular things for this particular quarter other than the contests, the convention contests.
Yeah, you can double dip. You get both. You pull off the convention contest and the recruiting award or the retailing award at the same time, and you're going to get both.
Yeah, so that's huh? I still haven't had the money to earn yet to get the cookware, and I really want that cookware.
And once you get it, you'll never go back.
Yeah. So anyway, and it's so exciting to put together something that Carol and I worked on together this week, and she's been working on sort of one little project on how to work with people and to recruit them. And I've been working on on a little CD that I can give out, and I think I've got it perfected. And so that's just huge for me. The rank advancement I covered. I was listening to the explosion call from a year ago, and you know the rose-colored glasses are on, and we're setting the rockets on fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting. Yesterday, I've heard for years and years and years, you make a decision and providence happens. Yesterday, I was sitting on the train and going to work. A lady sits down next to me. We got visiting, and she was reading the Secret, and got talking about that. And you know, I actually knew one of the authors of it, and started visiting with that. And she was so excited with what we shared that within a half hour of getting to work, I had an email from her wanting more information. And
mm-hmm.
coming home last night, a young man that I've noticed for probably 2 years has sat down next to me, and we started talking. He says, "I know you, don't you?" We never talked, but we've seen each other for 2 years. And we started talking, and he gave me his contact information. So we're going to get back together and just have some fun.
Okay, great. All right. Hey, is Triple M, Mary Margaret Myers, are you on the correct line? No, okay, because I'm going to email you right now. I thought I'd emailed you. And just so you guys know, you guys have been with me before, this group has evolved and changes, and that's always the bummer. And as Mom stated to me a couple weeks ago, she said, "Vance, if you're going to do this, you really need to get a firm commitment from him." I'm like, I don't really care if people come and go, because I'm not real legalistic in that, so to speak. And the people that go, well, they're the ones that are losing, because I get more out of listening to what you guys are doing than I don't know if that you get out of what I'm sharing. But processing through this as a group, this is where I want to be on Saturday morning, and part of a team that is going through and bearing their soul and saying, "Hey, this is the goals that I have, and I need people to hold me accountable." So there, I don't have any official contract for you guys to sign and fax in, or prick your finger and put your finger, bleed on it and mail it to me. You want to be part of this group and share and get some discussion formats going, and then connect with some of the people as I get the information out to you, then great. And if you don't want to be, then that's fine too, as I stated at the beginning of the call. But if you want to be on this call, you just got to email me, and I will get you the correct code, because I can't give it out over the phone line, because we have, hang on a second. Because other than the group that's been discussing, do a quick math, there's about 25 other people listening right now. And so, you guys, and you are welcome. Kathy, Harold, Steve, Molly, Susan, did I miss anybody? No, I think that's everybody. You guys are welcome to have other people on your team, if you think this would be good for them, to let them listen in. And if they want to be part of the group and they want to discuss it and throw it out there, if it gets too big, then obviously it won't work. But I'd like to keep it to, 8 to 10 or less. And right now we're definitely in that category. But Dan and Jean Brock had emailed me a couple days ago, and they've got several key people that are on the move that they want. And then Mary Margaret Myers, who I just mentioned, is another leader in North Carolina or South Carolina. Get them all mixed up, because I've seen her in both places when I've been back there. But there'll be other people. So just so you guys know, it's going to evolve and change. Anything else that we missed, that we discussed? Again, as I mentioned before, about 45 minutes ago, make sure you're at your Rhythm event next weekend, and really focus in. And this is something that Vance has to do during the next few days, is focus in and just start dinging people so they know that, hey, once every 3 months, they're going to get bugged by you to get to this event. It's so much sweeter when you can take a few people with you. And this is going to be one of those that is going to be exciting. So thank you, guys. I'm typing up this email that I'm going to get out to you as soon as I get the finishing touches on it. And if you haven't sent in to me, please email me your 90-day goals and your convention goals and put it all into one. I'm going to send you Kathy's format, how she did it. And if you want to put it in that format, great. If you don't, then don't worry about it. And I'll get this list out to everybody, and we'll go from there. So have a great week. We will not be having this call next week because I will be in Cleveland, so I'll talk to you guys in 2 weeks' time. Feel free, those of you who have the phone numbers and information of the group, if you need to connect to somebody or connect with me during the week one-on-one, do that. Questions, comments, that kind of thing, and go from there. And one other note, my parents are en route back to Oregon, so once they get off the road, they'll be more an active part of this group as well. And from time to time, they will take my role as the facilitator and walk you guys through some of these things. So if there are no other questions, comments, concerns, we're going to tie a bow on it and wrap it up for today.
Thanks, Vance.
You're very welcome. You guys have a wonderful week. And
Vance?
Yes.
Susan, I lost your phone number. Could you share that with us again?
Absolutely. I'm sorry. It's 503.
Okay.
695-5683.
Thank you very much.
And I'd give you my cell phone, but yesterday it gave up the ghost on me after 20 minutes, so I don't know what the heck's going on with it. And usually the best way to reach me is always at home.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, you guys. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks, if not before, one-on-one, okay? Have a
Thank
fantastic
you.
Couple weeks.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.